At Temutani, we are just opposite to the head of the military operation. So that means it was not easy for us when they were fighting first, and also once they took the town. And the journalists were covering all the events, the dead body they found, and also in the camp we went there. And we were afraid of getting out with our car to take journalists out.
M23 claimed they were there to protect the people. What do you want to say about that?
They loot the town when they were leaving the town. And I saw by myself when they were asking, because they were doing it just in front of our office. They were asking people to help them to load the trucks. And one of the boys refused to load the truck, so they killed him right away. So I don't know if that's a way of protecting people. For the M23 time, we didn't have a mayor, we didn't have any police. But when the M23 was there, it was the rule of the jungle.
How did Mutani FM begin?
In Congo, we don't have the daily heroes. And they're like, wow, why don't we help talk about ourselves in a proper way? Because all the 2 minutes you hear about Goma, about Congo, it's all about the rape, it's all about the M23. But there are also other good stories. You know, you have a woman who has $20 a day. She sends her kid to school. Why don't we talk about her? So we wanted to start a media, a citizen media, which was based on the daily life of people and try to show how Congolese or people from Goma are fighting and struggling to get out of these all bad stories we hear. Whenever you hear people talking about Congo, it's like they Congolese. It seems that they are not part of it. They are talking about some other people. So us were like, okay, we'll be talking about ourselves.
And Sakombi, our theme this week is why Congo matters. So here you have a global audience. Why does Goma matter?
Goma is the meeting point of all the East African region, Central Africa region. And I think it's very important and very strategic, because it can build a bridge between East Africa and Central Africa. And Goma itself doesn't belong to any tribe. You know, Goma, it's a cosmopolitan city where Ugandans, Rwandans, Congolese, and Burundians, they can meet and feel like they're still at their own place. That's why we say Goma matters.